Institute. Welcome to How We Drink Extra Juice, our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. It's a new year, so it's a new wardrobe. Freshen up your wardrobe with essential staple pieces from Pennies.
Pennies have everything that you need to make sure you are the best dressed in 2025. From cozy knits to cute baby tees, they literally have everything that you need and want this time of year and all literally. Year round.
And I love their springtime stuff.
So cute.
Really, really cute. They have the perfect pair of jeans, stylish workout clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets and yoga pants.
I wonder will I never not be a Penny's PJ girl?
No.
Forever.
Forever and ever. Amen.
I will never ever lose Amen. That part of
No,
my life.
No. There's nothing better.
I don't want to lose it.
And the bed sheets.
Just homeware and Penny's has absolutely slapped lately.
Slays.
Like so cool.
Slays the game.
I'm a big fat fan of a fake plant from Penny.
Yeah.
Look fake. Don't have to do that with it.
Little like candles.
Yeah. And just everything.
I love it. It makes me feel like home. I've been working there for so long. Whatever your goal is this year, if you're a Pilates princess or trying to back into routine, Penny's got you covered for every event, every situation. Rant of the week. We get to give out with something that's happened to us recently. Mm-hmm. Or something that's peed us off. Makes no sense for us or problem or anything really. Mine, it's just such an old woman rant. I'm just going to say it briefly because it's nothing to talk about.
Wait, what did you say? An old woman rant?
Oh, I'm just feeling like real old.
Oh,
I was just like,
you're giving out an old woman.
Oh no, I love
like,
old women.
What'd she do?
No. The traffic in Dublin, I'm sorry. It's bad. It's because of all these lanes they're making. I understand why they're doing it, but it's still not ideal then for the driver.
Not fun.
And then the public transport isn't good. I would get public transport if it was any use.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's diabolical.
A lot of the time it doesn't come.
No. It's what a care sending yesterday.
Three buses drove by.
Like.
And that's a really common bus. That keeps coming like.
Is there no Apple Pay on buses yet?
That's why I was wondering why the traffic's so bad today. Because of that it happened to her. I don't think it happened before.
Oh.
Like this morning I was driving going to space. I got a taxi in. But I was in every traffic light. There was miles, queues of cars back all the way. But it was like. Not after 9 o'clock. So I was like, where is everyone going?
My mom.
Why are you
says,
guys not in work?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not at work. What are you doing?
My mom always says, once you meet one red traffic light, you'll meet them all.
Yeah. Story with that.
Hate that.
And it's only when you're in a rush.
Yeah.
And also, do you ever notice, it's actually a fact. It's not even like manifesting. When you're looking for a taxi, like you're in a rush, you can't get one. But if you're like, if you have a few bits to still do and you're hoping it will be a few minutes, it'll be like, oh, Joe is arriving right this very second.
He's right actually, downstairs.
He's actually at your door already. He was waiting for you to press that button.
It couldn't be truer.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, and I always think I'm manifesting that, but I'm like, no, I actually just want to still want to brush my teeth and he's outside ringing the doorbell.
It is. Traffic in Dublin lately is just...
is what a fucking old lady rant.
What a nightmare. I did get my car cleaned for the first time yesterday in about 8 months though.
I feel like a new one.
And then the sun was out today and I was driving around in a clean car and I felt like, the coolest girl in Dublin. I say, everyone look at me.
Everyone look at my shiny car.
Yeah. And my dad, even when he rang me, he's like, he rang me when I was upstairs earlier on, getting ready. And he rang me and he was down in the garden, like leaving or something. He's like, the car looks fabulous, love. I was like, ta-da.
So mine, you could write, like, wash me up.
Oh, mine was. And you know, I got into a really bad habit of throwing Bobby in the boot of my car with no, like, cover on it.
Remember, yeah.
The thing's just... covered
Bobified.
In hair. Bobified. The back window and all. He'd be like slobbering all over the back window. So it was just marks of everywhere. I had to ask the lady yesterday who I like booked in the clean. I was like, is there any chance you can just clean the inside of that?
The window, yeah.
A big dog and he's licking it.
Just his big tongue marks. Yeah. Really.
But no, I completely get you about the traffic.
Yeah, it's just bad. It literally takes me quicker to get to like Mullingar. So now I'm to get to another part of Dublin.
And I love driving. It's my favourite hobby in the entire world, but it's not fun when I'm just not doing it. I'm just sitting there.
Literally. Also, rant. I paid €82 to get home from the Tree Arena last night. I think I got scammed. I must have got scammed, really looking back. Okay, basically, tried to go to the port tunnel, it was closed.
He probably charged it for that.
Really?
It's a tenner after 7 o'clock. Yeah. I think,
because I'm sorry, there's no way.
It's between certain times. It's like €3 during the day. And then like out of these certain hours, it's €10. If I have a toll tag even and I go through it, it's a tenner.
He added it on.
But you probably added it on and then just didn't say it.
I didn't even go on it. And then I went, so then we ended up in the M50 anyway, but from some other exit. Like, so it obviously would have been expensive because all through town was blocked up. And I was so ill feeling that I was like, I don't care.
Just
like,
go home. Yeah.
Get me home for the extra 20 or whatever it is usually. And it was 18.
I'd say he had it on the power tunnel and then...
And the rest.
And the M50 toll.
Yeah.
80 blips.
Yep. Could have got a flight for that. Return.
I was going to say, out and back.
Yeah, to Manchester.
That's scamdemic.
Scamdemic. That's the real scandemic.
Oh, that's really sad. No, that would piss me off.
€82 taxi.
Rant of the week this week, I'm going to read actually a listener's rant.
Ooh.
Yes, this came in from a listener. My ex reached out to me after months saying he was doing better and to see if I'd be up for going for a drink. I was in Australia at the time visiting friends and living my best life. I saw the message when I woke up, but we were busy packing and travelling to a new area. I went to reply when I got Wi-Fi next a few hours later, but he had deleted the message.
Oh.
I was confused but didn't want him to think I just not replied because things hadn't, because oh, things between us hadn't ended that badly. So I texted and just explained that I'd seen the message but had not been able to get back because I was abroad. But that I was open to meeting up. He still hasn't texted me back now a week later. What the fuck? Honestly, thank God, because if we'd gotten that drink, I'd probably have gotten back together with him. And this whole experience has reminded me how we really just aren't compatible. So childish. He didn't text him back straight away, so we deleted the whole message.
I reckon he was drunk sending it and thought it was a great idea at the time.
And then woke up and said, oh
and
no.
I was like, yeah. But that is not what you need in your life. Someone who's going to think that that's a mistake. You are the prize.
Yeah, that's not nice either, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What a dick.
And to not reply then. He should have just grown the balls and be like, oh, sorry. Shit.
Sorry, yeah.
That text was this, like, really sorry, hope you're well or something.
But at least...
that is, like she said, so childish.
At least she's self-aware enough to be like, actually, thank God, because I probably would have gotten up with him.
Yeah.
So you're the bigger person in this.
You dodged the bullet. It's actually a sign that you had no Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Like you had no...
That was the universe.
Went to reply, got no Wi-Fi a few hours later. He deleted the message. So that was the universe saying, girl,
I'm not letting you text
me. Because maybe you still would have been drunk or something and it would have actually made up the meet up.
Yeah.
So the universe done you a favour there.
Protected you.
Yeah, literally. If I was you, we get to give you very honest and very raw advice about what we do if we were you in your situation. We can't sit on the fence. We can't give you maybes or ifs, etc. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. These are all sent into our email address, along with rants of the week, if you want to send yours in, at homeidrink@goloudnow.com. It's the only way we take them in and they're all anonymous. And this is today's If I Was You. I'm 23 and currently 5 months pregnant. This is my first and was unplanned, but my boyfriend and I have been together for 8 years, so I felt at ease with the situation. My sister, 30, has been trying for a baby for 3 years with no luck. Ever since I told her I was pregnant in October, things haven't been the same. We were always close growing up and always kept in touch over the phone when she moved 2 hours away until now. She hasn't checked in on me at all, not once. I saw her for her birthday last month and asked how she was getting on with everything, like any luck getting pregnant. I asked about her IVF consultation. She gave a short answer, but never once asked how I was or how my pregnancy was going. I didn't think it would get to me, but it does, especially since everyone around me is so supportive and excited. She sticks out like a sore thumb. I know she's probably struggling with the situation and I get it, but I wish she could be there for me too. My boyfriend thinks I should talk to her, but I don't want to upset her. I just don't think she realises how much this is affecting me.
Aww. Very sad. I think she's just... Obviously, she's so jealous and like
triggered.
Yeah, and it's a hard thing to talk about from her point of view that it's so triggering for her that she's not seeing how it's affecting you.
That's because she's so blinded by that, because she's so in her
She's so sad that
she's so upset.
She's struggling with it. Like, and I don't mean jealous in a way of like a petty jealous. I mean, like, that's what she wants and is trying for. Like,
and I've never been in this situation, but 3 years is a long time to be wanting something and then to see your 7 year younger sister
getting
pregnant I don't know if it was unplanned, so like obviously not even trying. That must be really hard for her, like not putting down how you feel about how you're upset about her not supporting you, but think of like her thing as well. But I think the only way it's going to be sorted out is if you talk to her.
Oh, there has to be a conversation.
Conversation.
Of course you want your big sister around for your pregnancy, and like you want it to be fun, exciting, and like be able to talk.
But I wonder, I don't know, I've never known anyone to be in or anything, but can it drive a wedge for longer than that? Or like,
yeah, I wouldn't even know. I've never
like, is it gonna
seen,
be, yeah, is it gonna be even worse when?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen this situation where like the older sister is struggling and the younger sister can.
Yeah.
I think you just need to bring it up with her and just be like, listen, but like come at it in a way of like, not like, fuck you, why aren't you asking me more about me and my life? Like, it needs to come in a very like gentle way and kind of like, it would be lovely to have you around a bit more and chatty a bit more. Come here, like, and just let her know that you understand where she's coming from as well, but you'd like her to understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. And I think as well, like telling her that, like, look, if I'm like, you don't need to be like worried about hanging around, because they're obviously not seeing her as much, but like, I'm not going to be talking about, if like, she'll probably be mindful now when talking to her, like, not talking about pregnancy that much. Like, obviously she's hoping the sister will start asking the things, but like, it's not going to be a thing where all that's discussed is her being
pregnant.
It's just
that, yeah.
But that is really hard. It's hard for your sister and it's hard for you as well, because it's like,
it's on both sides.
It's hard. Yeah, so it's a shit situation, really. But I think, yeah, speaking to her and maybe both kind of understanding where each other's coming from as well, and having a really open conversation about it. Just even texting and being like, I miss you, I feel like I haven't talked to you properly or something, and see kind of where that leads to. Doesn't need to be like, you have been there for me. Yeah, exactly. Because your sister's at the end of the day, like, you're meant to be best friends. Yeah. So it's really sad. Thinking of about you.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Please let us know. You can send your dilemma or rant to homodrinkergoloudnow.com. We're also going to be introducing a few new segments soon, so please send us in any bedroom dilemmas you're having.
I'm trying to see what these are going to be.
I know.
Send
it. Raunchy.
I feel like these will be funny.
Yeah. And if there's anyone in your life that you think might be showing a red flag, it can be the smallest thing or the biggest thing. We will decide what it is.
Yeah.
Because sometimes red flags look green.
We're just being the judge duties. We're just saying.
Yeah.
No.
What's that thing? What do they say when they smash the hammer?
Silence.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that what it is for? Is that the only thing the hammer's for?
I think so. It's to shut people up.
Is it?
Or at the end when they do one, like, court adjourned.
Done. Yeah, that's like the official done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's everything for today. Thanks so much to Penny's for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you.
Freshen up your wardrobe with all of their essential pieces available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store right now.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on right now. And we will see you on Wednesday
for another May.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursdays for video.
Yes.
As well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.